You know why you're here, don't you, baby? That's right. You're here because you want to be my good little bitch. And I don't mean in the way I call my other submissive bitches. See, they like to be bitches because they like the feeling of being called names. Degraded, being put in their place beneath me. To them, being my bitch is the same as being my whore, my cunt, my slut. But not with you, no. You want to be my bitch, my little pet dog. Because being degraded isn't enough for you. You don't just want to be beneath me. You want to have your humanity stripped entirely away. To be reduced to your base impulses and desires. That's perfectly fine with me. Sometimes life can be a tough work, relationships, drama. It can all be so tiresome. It's only fair that you need an escape. For me, it's the feeling of control that I can have in dominating my submissives. The world can be so unpredictable, but knowing that I have the power to dictate when they come, how they come, and if they come. Or taking away their movement as I tie them to the bed and edge them until they're quivering, moaning mess. Knowing that they give me that power and that I can use it how I please. Well, you already know what it does to me, and I imagine the reverse is true for many of my subs. That's why you want to be my bitch after all, isn't it? You don't want to have to think about any of those tough positions you might usually have. You just want to be an empty-headed little bitch whose only focus is to please me. Just a loyal little slut that I can tease and play with to my heart's desire. That's right, isn't it? Just the thought of it makes you drip. Luckily for you, I've been looking for a little doggy whore, and I think you'll be the perfect little pet. Can you imagine being my living bitch 24/7? My collar around your neck and mittens covering those useless hands. I'd even put those arms and legs in some binders, just to make sure you're constantly walking around on all fours. Yes, it wouldn't be an easy life, bitch. I am a loving mistress, but also a demanding one. If you want to be my bitch, it will be a full-time thing from dawn to dusk. You'll be my little puppy slut. You'll wake up in your little doggy cage next to my nice, comfortable bed. Your water and food will be delivered via doggy dish, and those mittens mean you'll have to eat from them like a true little bitch. Oh, that'll be fun to watch. Talking? Well, that will be a thing of the past. Everybody knows dogs communicate with their barks. So I'll get you a nice gag ring to keep you from trying to use that silly human mouth to speak human words. Maybe I'll even add a little piercing to that tongue to keep it constantly hanging out. Make you look like a good puppy. You like the sound of that, don't you? Of course you do. You're just a dumb puppy slut. This is everything you ever wanted. Life would be so much simpler this way. All you'd have to do is please me, and I'd have so much fun with you. Every bitch needs a tail, so I'd get you a nice, large plug for that asshole. to keep it constantly filled up. That way, every time you crawl around and feel it shifting with each step, you'd remember who owns you. And of course, I'd make sure it had a nice vibrating function built in, just to drive home how helpless you are. Imagine crawling around the house while I'm hard at work. When you feel that tail come to life, a low little buzz, just enough to keep you horny, but not enough to come. After all, bitches are meant to be in heat, so we'd be doing our best to keep you constantly horny. Of course, that means you'd be kept in chastity. I can't have my little pup fucking anything that moves, especially if I want to get you a mate to start breeding. But that's for down the line. We'll just focus on making sure we keep that head nice and focused on that last, that need that we want to consume you. Oh, and I almost forgot. It'd hardly be fair to keep you to myself. Half the fun in having a pet is showing them off to their friends, seeing puppies play with each other and comparing notes on how we care for them. So if you do want to be my bitch, I'd be sure to show you off to all the other mistresses and masters, clip my leash to your collar and lead you through our local club, taking you up onto stage and letting them all play with you. Imagine one of them removing your tail plug and fucking your ass while you bark in front of all of them like the little slut you are. You like the sound of that, don't you? Can you bark for me now? Bark like a good little bitch. Fuck, look at you. Here I am talking about stripping away everything you know. Everything that makes you human. That makes you, and you're just getting wetter and wetter. Harder and harder. Most people would hate being degraded or humiliated like this, but you just love the sound of it. You can't help it, can you? Nothing gets you more aroused than this. You're such a fucking slut. You're my fucking slut. Be my good little bitch. Are you sure this is what you want? Because I can give it to you, but I need to know you really need it. So if you do, beg me for it. Tell me, please, mistress, make me a little horny bitch. Turn me into your pet slut who can't think of anything but fucking and pleasing you. I don't know. I'm not sure that was good enough. Do you really want to be my bitch? Because bitches don't beg with their words. They get up on their hind legs and bark for what they want. So if you do, I think you should beg like the bitch you are. Well, I can't argue with that. All right, slut, I'll give you what you want.